You just speak loud and give someone a prophetic word. Get the mic? Okay, so we can record it. Okay, so we'll just jump quick. Who's first? All right, come on. Come on, Victoria.
I have one for you, Ashley.
Okay, yes.
I heard God say that right now you have the opportunity to lead just this small youth group, but soon you're going to be leading thousands of other people, and you're going to start things like the ramp, and people are going to know who you are, and you're going to lead others.
Amen. I just want to just confirm that, because on the way up here, the Lord told me to say this, and I forgot. Our youth group is one thing. We went somewhere, and they had this huge youth group, and I said, Lord, I want to take that many kids places. I want to have that many kids. I mean, I want 100 kids going with me, and you know, we're small, and the Lord said, no, I'm not giving you numbers, I'm giving you hearts. And I think that's a word for you guys, too. Don't be concerned with the numbers. You don't want numbers. You want hearts. You want hearts for him. So thank you. Amen. Who else has a word? I have a word for you while they're going. I'm going to put them on the spot, too. I just saw just the road twisting and turning, and the Lord said this, that the enemy has not had control over the twists and turns and the ups and downs and the bumps, that he's been Lord of all, and he uses all things to work together for his good. And in every turn that looks like the enemy has made you turn, the Lord said his hand's been right there all along. And I just see the path straightening out. But the Lord said not to look back on the twists and turns and the ups and downs as a victory for the enemy, because the Lord's been there through it all. Amen. All right, who else? All right, you guys, I'm going to put you on the spot. You got a word? Go after Jen.
You know, for this gentleman right here in the white shirt, I see the four walls of prison bars built around you. And I kind of argued with the Lord to not give this, but one wall is rejection, one wall is fear, one wall is a wall of self of control, and then a wall of bitterness has been built. And I just see the baptism of love coming over you in such a way that all those walls fall flat before the Lord. And perfect love really does cast out all fear. And I see the Lord just writing that over you. And the baptism of love is all about healing from an orphan spirit. And so there's something that the Holy Spirit's doing in this season just to really press in the love of God for you. And it's going to set you free. And you're going to become a cageless bird in the Lord.
I jump up there,
I have a word for you. When I saw you praying earlier, I don't know, I just kept watching you pray, and I just thought it was really cool. And so I heard the Lord say that you're going to be a really big prayer warrior, and you're going to get to see people healed through your prayer.
Amen.
I have a word for Michael and Kay. God said that he's bringing you into a season of refreshing what was put away.
Amen.
I have a word for you guys, too. I kept hearing new beginnings. So God's going to bring you into a season of new beginnings.
Amen. Amen. Let's see, who else? Come here, Justin and Will. Come on. Yeah, I know. You both have a word. All right, give a word, and then there's somebody you can give a word for.
What's light blue shirt? What's your name? Yeah. Okay. Sometimes you may feel like, I feel like you may feel left out and alone in the shadows, but just know he's always there for you.
Okay. You two have a word for George in the back. So ask the Lord what that is. He was just highlighting.
I'm seeing a strength for you, George. Again, renewal maybe too. I feel like the Lord wants to use you even more in the community just to bring others up and disciple others as you've been doing. Just be strong, George.
I see a staff by you, and I just hear leader, and I feel like you're going to, whether it's younger people or just in general, you're going to lead people.
I have a word for Elise and Justin, and I feel like God has a really strong calling on y'all to be worship leaders, and it's going to be a big weapon against the enemy.
Amen. All right. got a word?
I have a word for Miss Melissa, and I really feel like God's calling you to lead children, and he just really wants that call in your life, and I just, like, I've never, like, felt that when I saw you, but today I just really felt like that when Gloria was with you, but not just your own kids and other kids, and people are just going to be running up to you, wanting to follow you and looking to you.
All right, who else?
I have a word for the youth group here, but I saw, like, a picture. Do y'all know the closet off of the Chronicle of Narnia where they, like, go through the wardrobe? But I saw y'all on the other side of it, and y'all are, like, reaching through the clothes and, like, pulling other youth in.
Amen.
Okay, I have a word for you. I just felt like God was going to bring you to things where you didn't think you could get through them, but he's going to be there, and he's going to help you get through them. So. Amen.
Got one more?
I have a word just for the church, the body in general. When we were worshiping, I was just praying, you know, Holy Spirit, just come and just fill this room and fill this place. And I just got this, you know, just picture of almost like incense, you know, just all around the ceiling. And I just saw just the fire of the Spirit come, and it started just enveloping each person, and each person had their own flame, their own fire. And I feel like this word's been spoken over Christ the King too. But I just see that the Holy Spirit is coming in, and he is an all-consuming fire, and he's consuming each person here. And that's just the start of revival in your inside and yourself, and revival in this church, in this city too.
Amen.
I work for Cameron. I see you every day, and I just, God's made you really stronger. You know, you get stronger every time I see you. And I just wanted to tell you that you just keep getting stronger and don't let anybody get you down anymore, because God's already had victory over your life. And I just,
Okay, come here, Callie. Come here, Victoria. Okay. Miss Robin back here in the back. Y'all got a word for her. Raise your hand for her so she can say, yep, that's the Lord what that is. Both of you guys. Whoever's got it first, go.
I feel like the Lord's saying that all the struggles that you have, you're going to be able to get through them no matter what, because he's by your side.
Amen. Amen.
All I hear is just let go. So.
Amen. And I just saw flowers being bloomed over your head. They were there, and they were kind of limp, but they were coming back to life. And I just think the Lord's saying new life and new blooms. All right, who else? All right, go.
I have a word for Asagie. You have a really bright light in God, and I just feel like he's saying don't cover it up and let other people see the light you have.
Amen. Amen.
For this couple right here, you know, I had this vision of a table set like a fine. Everything on the table is revolving around fine dining. It's fine china, sterling silver flatware, crystal glasses, and to me, in the spirit, that just represents treasures. And so I heard the Lord, but like none of it was untouched. Everything was untouched, and none of it was being used. And I just see the Lord taking y'all to a place where you're able to engage in the treasure that God's given you. And there are things that are in your spirits, kingdom callings, and treasures before the Lord that y'all have not even tapped into yet. You've not even seen, but they are there. And so I just call those things to life. I call those things forward for you. And I release you in the name of Jesus to tap into the treasure of the Lord, because in those things is the fullness of joy.
I don't know who you are, but you know who you are. And I just feel like God's telling me you're still bound up with some things, and he just wants to set you free from whatever it is.
and to get prayer. Jonathan just felt like there was somebody who wanted to be set free, who felt bound up, and the Lord said, get prayer, and he was going to set you free today. Amen. All right, who else, guys? Lauren?
Addison?
All right, go. You got one? No? Okay. I'll just set you down.
What's your name in the blue shirt? Who was up there singing? Yes. What's your name?
Maddie.
Okay. I have a word for you. I just saw, when you were worshiping, I just saw this butterfly. The Holy Spirit gave me a butterfly. And I just really see that any insecurity that's come on you, any despair, anything that's made you feel locked up, like you've been in a cocoon, like a caterpillar would be, any of those things, the Lord is just ripping that off. And you are just blooming and blossoming, and you are just being made new into a butterfly. When a butterfly comes in the sky, you know, it's something that draws your attention and you see, and I just saw all these bold colors, like a rainbow butterfly. And that just represents the Holy Spirit. But I really see you coming into boldness in the Spirit. And I know that that's in you because you gave me a word when we were here for worship night, and you are so bold. And the Lord is just restoring that and bringing that up.
Amen.
Amen. Our word for Rebecca. I kept hearing the word victory over you, and what I'm getting from that is don't let the devil try to hold you back because you have victory in Jesus.
Amen. Anybody else have a word?
So I have a word for, like, the whole church. I think, I mean, when I saw, like, y'all sitting here, and there was a fire, and the sparks were, like, getting on you, and you were, like, catching on fire for God. So that's all I saw of it.
Amen. 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 Anybody else?
Yes.
Okay. I think that's it. This is what, if you ever wonder what our youth groups do when we get together, this is what we do. We worship, we give words, we pray for each other, and it lasts about 4 or 5 hours. I mean, really lasts about 4 hours. We could just stay together. Bridget will tell you, we have to, like, make them finally go home. But this is what we do. We worship, we give prophetic words, and we just pray for each other. And they would take that over going to a ball game or bowling any day.
Okay. I have a word for this little boy right here. I just saw that, like, you were so, like, serious and everything. Just keep being that, because it's really cool. I just was just amazed by how...
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, last chance. Anybody else? All right, come on. Yeah, I knew you had a word.
I don't know who this is for, but I just feel somebody has some fear. Just let go of that fear, and God is going to take you and make you go to amazing places.
Amen. 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 Okay. Amen. Yeah.
Rebecca. Okay. Rebecca, Roxanne's sister. I have a word for you. I just saw you sitting down, and I saw just right where you are, and just robed up in, like, purple and gold and just like a queen, like a princess. And I just really see that that's how the Lord sees you. That you're just this princess, and you're just beautiful, and you have just a mighty calling. Like, you just the joy. I just really see that the joy of the Lord is being made new in your life, that you've had joy, but he's going to bring it up even more. And you're just royalty. You're royalty.
Amen.
Amen.
I had a vision during worship, and what I saw were presents being dropped all over the room, and there were different presents for different people, and I believe, I've just been asking the Lord what that meant, and I believe what he's saying is the things of the Spirit, the gifts of the Spirit are there. The Lord said they're right in front of you, and gifts are just that, given to you. You don't have to do anything to deserve them. You don't have to give money for them. They're just there for you to take. And the Lord said the gifts are there, and it's for you to take as much as you want. And I just really see just a new release. I just keep hearing the word refreshing and release over the church.
For the couple in the back here, very back, you, the two of you, I just see like 20 years ago, I just keep honing in on 20 years ago, there were sacrifices that you all made before the Lord. And I just feel like, I don't feel like it was a monetary thing. I feel like there was some spirit stuff that God called you to do that's released the all the glory of God over your latter years here. And you are about to tap into a realm of glory that you've not known before. And there is, I just see you really walking in a lot of majesty and a lot of wonder and dreams coming true in your latter years. I bless that in Jesus' name.
Amen. 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 Okay. Yeah, I think that's all we have. Yeah.
I have a word for all the young people. And yesterday as I was driving home from Selma, I really kind of had a heavy heart just listening to the radio and a lot of the things going on in our country, kind of hearing the politicians call names at one another, and some of the things that our country is going through, just a real heaviness. And this morning, just as these words were coming forth, the Lord just really lighten my heart. God is going to raise up some of you to be leaders in our nation, to restore godliness and a sense of God's presence, of God's love, of God's purpose for this nation. And so I just pray that that you would be open to that, that you would hear that, that you would accept that calling and that mantle, because it will not be an easy mantle to carry. But Christ has promised that his burdens are easy. If you'll do it in his strength and his alone.
Amen. 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 Is that it, guys? Yeah.